USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are introducing a bill that would pack the U.S. Supreme Court. They want to have 13 justices instead of 9. The effort being led by Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. As far as adding members to the Supreme Court, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
It dispenses with any pretense of principle. It's just a raw muscle play. It's like a hostile takeover of the court. And I don't really understand the political logic here, but what really concerns me is that this is really a test of principle for Democratic members.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the planned withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan is a welcome development. Pelosi saying Biden's plan is safe, strategic, and orderly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the Senate is cruising toward passage of a new hate crime bill that focuses on Asian Americans.
I was pleased the vote was so substantial, 92-6. Rarely do you see 92 senators agree to move forward with any piece of legislation.
Schumer speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, calling the bill a good example of bipartisan cooperation. The latest example of anti-Asian hate crime was a Black Lives Matter activist from Seattle has been arrested. Chris Hammer, who is black, was charged with allegedly attacking 3 Asian American women in 2 separate incidents back in March. Major League Baseball is commemorating Jackie Robinson Day. It comes on the anniversary of his historic MLB debut, breaking the league's color barrier. All teams will be wearing his number 42. Some teams, including the New York Mets, also honoring Robinson today at Citi Field. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
News out of Minneapolis says the defense rests in the case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin.
The Minneapolis police officer charged in the George Floyd murder trial, Derek Chauvin, will not testify. Judge Peter Cahill, a 14-year veteran of the bench, with instructions directed at Mr. Chauvin.
He can give you advice, and you can take that advice or reject that advice. But the decision ultimately has to be yours and not his. Is this your decision not to testify?
It is, Your Honor.
All right. Do you have any questions about your right to remain silent or to testify on your own behalf?
Not at this time, I don't.
All right. Has anyone promised anything or threatened you in any way to keep you from testifying?
No promises or threats, Your Honor.
Do you feel that your decision not to testify is a voluntary one on your behalf?
Yes, it is.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. Blinken in Afghanistan less than 24 hours after President Biden announced a full withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country by September 11th. Something Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida is not a fan of.
The last thing I want to see is another 9/11. And the best way to, I think, cause another 9/11 to happen is to pull all of our troops out of Afghanistan when half the world's terrorist organizations are still there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.